Oh, hello. You're from next door, right? Our new neighbor. Oh, please come in, come in. It is so great to finally meet you. Please just go straight through to the lounge. Oh, sorry, it's still a little bit of a mess. We're still unpacking and getting the house in order. Well, I am anyway. Yes, a woman's touch. Exactly. Oh, 2 days ago now. It's our first home, yes. We are indeed newlyweds. Oh, of course, you can see the ring. Oh, thank you. I chose it myself. Well, he's not very good at that sort of thing. Now, can I get you a coffee or a tea? Oh, tea? Perfect. I've just put on a pot, in fact. Oh, are those for us? Oh, muffins, how lovely. Thank you so much. My husband will love them, although he'll eat pretty much anything. Oh, well, he's sniffing around here somewhere. I'm sure he'll be along soon. So take a seat and I'll bring those drinks through. Right, here we are. Oh, yes, we love it here. This street is adorable, and me and my husband can't wait to explore more of the neighborhood. Ah, speaking of my husband, here he is. Darling, this is our new neighbor. Yes, my husband. Isn't he just the most adorable? Well, yes, he is a dog, but he's my husband. We're married. Yes, I suppose it is unusual, but our love isn't. And he really is a perfect husband. Loyal, attentive, caring. He'll never leave me. He protects me. And he's very passionate. Now, can I get you any sugar for your tea? Here you go. I can see you are a little taken aback, but please, just think of us as a normal couple. Now, how about a cookie? Store-bought, I'm afraid. I've not had a chance to unpack all of my baking things yet. Here, take two. Now, why don't you tell me? Oh, darling, get your nose out from under my dress. We have company. Sorry about my husband. He can be very amorous. Please, sweetie, I'm trying to talk. The darling, if you keep pushing, I'm gonna drop these cookies. I do apologize. He's just very passionate, as you can see. I'll put these down here. Please help yourself. Okay, sweetie. I love you too, but now is not the time to push your head under my dress. We've got a guest. Ah, so where was I? Oh yes, the neighborhood. So we moved here because it's just so green. All the parks nearby, they just look beautiful. I can't wait to go out for nice long walks with my husband to tell me, can you recommend anywhere? Oh, so sorry, my husband is licking me through my panties. He really doesn't know when to stop. Please just ignore him. Would you like another cookie? So tell me. I mean to tell me how long have you lived here? Oh really? Oh, that long? Oh, you must laugh it here. I mean love it here. It sounds like you do. Sounds like my husband and I made the right choice. Right choice. Coming. Yeah, moving here. That is. Darling, you even pushed my panties to the side. No, please don't. Please don't. No, don't. Sweetie, it's rude for you to ignore our visitor. You can laugh at my bare pussy. Oh, 1 month we've gone. I am so sorry. My husband has never been one for manners. But he has the best tongue, though. You were recommending places in the neighborhood. Well, we'll have to visit there sometime soon. Once we are fully unpacked and sorted, darling, please don't. You're licking my pussy so deep. I can't think straight. Let alone have a conversation. Oh fuck, I feel so fucking good. I can feel your teeth against me. You look so deep. I really am very sorry about him. He still seems to think it's our wedding night. He's stopped. He was like this during our honeymoon. He wouldn't leave me alone, which was fine when it was just the two of us in a hotel room. I know. Most married women will tell me to enjoy it while it lasts. So you were saying about the local park? Oh, really? That sounds wonderful. Well, we'll have to go and see that for ourselves, won't we, darling? Oh, honey, no. Please, not here. No humping. I thought you were done with me. Please, can you not save it for tonight? I really am so sorry. You know what males are like. Just one thing on their mind. Okay. There. I'm on my hands and knees. Is that better, darling? I feel like I'm just apologizing to you since you've been here, but a wife needs to do her duty, doesn't she? So please carry on with what you're saying and just let me just hitch up my dress and present. Oh, fuck. I used to have so deep. I really must teach him to slow down, be a little more gentle. One of the reasons I fell in love with him was the amazing sex. He is so passionate, and he fucks me every time like it's our first date. Oh, sweetie, did you have to pound? Do you have to pound? So hard. It's like you're trying to stuff your balls into me. Again, I'm so sorry. You are coming over to introduce yourself. And all my husband can do is fuck me like his this bitch. You must think it's so rude. But please just enjoy your tea. While he enjoys me. Please. Continue what you were saying about. Sorry. He's nodding me now. He's stretching me as his cock swells. He does like to keep pounding as he ties with me. Oh wow. He's going really, really hard today. He must be keen to show me he's the alpha of the house, showing you that I'm his. Sweetie, sweetie, darling, please, please slow down, you're driving me into a rug, you're hammering me so deep as you, as your knot stretches me and utterly fills me, fuck, this is why I married you, baby, that's it, dog, fuck my pussy, not me, deep hubby. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Put your puppies into me. Breed me. Mate me with me, mate. Will you fuck me? Fuck me like the bitch wife I am. Fuck. I love feeling your hot doggy breath against my neck as you animal fuck me. Your knot feels like you're fucking fisting me, grinding against my G-spot as you run me on the floor. Do it, baby. Don't stop till you come. Fill me with your doggy seed. I can feel your clothes. I am too. Let's come together. I want the climax, squeezing your canine dick, milking you of your hot doggy spunk. I want to feel my cunt being filled with your seed. You're not sealing it inside me. Yes, baby, I can feel you. I can feel you spraying inside me. Your spunk, you're splashing all hot and sorry. Here we are, ignoring you again. I'd offer you another tea, but my husband is going to be tied to me for a little while yet. Best to let his knot go down naturally. After this, he'll likely wander off and have a sleep. Then we can have a nice chat and you can tell me all about this neighborhood. Yes, I'm afraid I'm stuck like this for a little while. He's still pulsing, cock dripping inside me. Oh, it's always such a mess when he finally pulls free. His load spilling from me. Husbands can be so untidy. Now, can I tempt you with another cookie?